Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline, where we're joined by Caleb Silver. He's an ABC News contributor and as well as editor-in-chief for Investopedia. Caleb, we know the debt ceiling debate continuing, and should we be worried at this point?
Well, not yet, because politicians always seem to find a way to kick the can down the road. They did it 2 years ago when we smacked up against the debt ceiling in 2019. Then we passed a bill to kick it down the road 2 years to this past weekend, where we did pass through it. So not an emergency yet, and it'll probably be resolved. But let me tell you, just your listeners, what it actually is. It's the maximum amount the U.S. government can borrow to pay its bills, right? And we usually take in our revenue by taxes. Well, certainly we don't have enough tax revenue to pay our bills. Our debt is now $28.5 trillion. $6 trillion of that came in the last 2 years because of the COVID response. So we're not going to be able to pay those bills. What do? We usually sell bonds to pay those bills. But once you hit a certain limit, the U.S. government, the Treasury, can't do that anymore. So they're suspending the sale of bonds for the time being, and they're going to stop contributions to government retirement accounts until another resolution is passed to either push the debt ceiling out further or find a way to come up with a creative way to pay for it.
Now, are those some of those emergency cash conservation measures that Secretary Yellen had announced, some of that suspension?
Exactly. That's what the Treasury Secretary has been talking about for the past few days. She sent a letter to Congress saying they're going to have to cease contributions to employee retirement funds, and those include the Postal Workers Retirement Fund. Those include the Civil Workers Retirement Fund. But eventually, once we do pass a resolution to continue to fund the government, they intend to make those whole. This happens all the time, and it's a silly rule. It's been around since 1917. The Second Liberty Bond Act made the rule that we had to have a debt ceiling beyond the point which we were, if we couldn't pay our bills, we wouldn't issue new debt. The big risk, and this is the thing that your listeners need to care about, is that if this gets kicked down the road even further, the U.S. government debt itself, credit, might be downgraded. And when that happens, it usually drives rates higher because our debt becomes a little bit riskier. Remember, our debt is the most widely held across the world by huge governments like China, like Europe, and like big institutions. If we get a credit downgrade like we had in 2011, that could roil the financial markets for a little while. But right now, it's just one of those political games that's going back and forth like a badminton tournament.
And of course, it's all going on as Congress trying to pass another $1 trillion in that infrastructure package. So it's really like they're trying to address both sides of the coin. On one side, they're trying to put out the fire or at least get some kind of containment, but yet they're playing with matches on the other side.
Exactly. And the odd thing is that they could potentially solve the debt ceiling through the infrastructure bill. The infrastructure bill has about $550 billion in new spending. It's not as big as the Biden administration wanted, and there's a lot of measures that are not in it, including some of the green jobs initiatives and some of the actions to combat climate change that were part of what his original plan. They may push that through an entirely independent budget resolution among the Democrats, which only needs 60% of voters of Congress to pass. And if they do that, they may be able to shove the debt ceiling agreement in there and kick that down the road a couple of years. But right now, it's just one of those political games. We come up to it every couple of years. It's ridiculous because we always end up kicking the can down the road. But the big risk is that we don't have a solution for it in the next few months once Congress gets back from recess in September, and that we face a credit downgrade. That could hurt financial markets, the stock market, and we know a lot of Americans are invested through that.
Yeah, and Caleb, if that does happen, if we do take that hit, I know we've also been dealing with such inflation as well. Could that also kind of see a quick correction and kind of get everything really even more wonky, to put it colloquially?
That could make a complete mess of everything. We do have kind of a perfect storm happening right now where we have rising prices. We still have kind of persistently high unemployment and economic growth, which has been a bonfire over the last 9 months, really, is starting to slow a little bit. So you have that and the fact that all of a sudden we're not issuing new bonds to pay for our debt, and we potentially face a credit downgrade. That could be an absolute mess, especially if the Federal Reserve stops supporting the monetary policy recovery like it's been doing for a long time. I don't think all those things are going to come to pass. This is a lot of noise right now. Eventually, we're going to see this infrastructure bill passed this week. We're probably going to see the debt ceiling pushed out a couple of months, and hopefully the economic recovery will continue if we get through this recent surge in the coronavirus.
Yeah, let's hope this all does happen. Hopefully it is just that noise and we don't have that downgrade. Of course, something we'll keep tabs of throughout the coming weeks and months. Caleb, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.